The following shiur has been presented by Hagoyin Rav Shalom Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Philadelphia, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Well, it tells us, and I know from the day, is an interesting story. Tana Rabbanan. Meister with Kohen Gadol Echad, there was a Meister with a Kohen Gadol. She yot from Beis Hamikdash, she left the Beis Hamikdash after he did the Avoda Bifnim. Vavu Odli, Kuli, Alme, Basre, and all the people were walking after him. So Meister COVID, Malavi him, came in the Chazyunu, the Shmai Vavtalyon. As soon as he saw Shmai Vavtalyon, the Gdoyle Hador, Shmai Vavtalyon, Zal say Shavkuli the day, he left the Kohen Gadol. All the boss of Shmaya Vavtalion, and he walked after Shmaya Vavtalion to give him Mechavet Shmaya Vavtalion. So he says, no question, Allah is, that the Zechiv to be Mechavet, the Talmud Chochim, over Nam Oretz, the Kohen Gadol. No question. Hanoch here is poshet, that the Kohen Gadol was Nam Oretz, that was the Hanoch that they knew. The Sof, also Shmaya Vavtalion, if Turim made the Kohen Gadol, came the time the Shmaya Vavtalion came to the point of leaving the Kohen Gadol to go home. Omalehen, he told, that means the Kohen Gadol told Shmaya Vavtalion a bit with derision, Yeistun bnei amam in lishlom, may the children that come from other nations come lishalim. Clearly was trying to say that they came from Geyim, they came from Goyim, alluding to the fact that they were attacking bnei amamin andrin. So therefore, it was about Maaseh Hazok Shel Bizui. Omru Lei, they told him back, Yesum Bnei Amim in Lishlom. Better would be that they come, those who come from the children from other nations to come to peace. The Ovdin Uvdedaren, there are people that do what the Pa'ulois, the actions of Aaron HaKoyin. The Hainu, Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom. Vala Yesi Ba'aron Lishlom, let not come the child of Aaron to peace. One who doesn't practice the practice of Aaron HaKoyin, the kind of person that says negative things about other people, especially also to be mevazir, is that one may not say anything about a person who is a descendant of Geirim. You shouldn't say anything about rebending the Meister of his forefathers, his ancestries. It's also to do, he says, you're not doing good in the Aaron HaKoyin. An interesting gemara. Everything we have in the Chazal is to teach us a lesson. An interesting shaila that the Rivosh poses. But that's the shaila. Loshna shaila is Ma'aseh bo lefanecha ki Yehudi kilel koyin echad va'avoisov klolois nimrotois b'fnei ha'om. There's a person who was mekalel another koyin and his fathers, his forefathers in front of people. Va'omruloch la'anisha ya'an ha'yekoyin. You were told, he writes to the Rav in that city, to give him an Einish, because after all, he was Mevazi HaKoyin. V'chipastev lo imatzoso Einshay al Yisrael Chaveiroi. V'yan, v'oret azay snoigim v'roi v'inyonim kechukais ha-goyim, v'di Yishmaelim ha-yeis in the land. When you're dealing, the question came up, the meaning is to do like the Yishmaelim. Asher nechlolon, and amongst the halachas the Asher mekalul korev, the Vim Ye Onish Oinish Chazak, one who curses a close person to a Navi is punished a terrible severe punishment. Yemru Hayudim Kichen Roy Lasa Islavazir Oimekalla Koin Liyos Zera Aharoy. The Jews will say that it's most befitting to do the same to one who's Mevazir or curses, either for shames or he curses someone that comes from Zera Aharoy. V'amarta, and you claim, says the Rivosh to the Shoyl, Ulai she'ez esmach lemediver ha'rishonim shlo yisakto oisom. Maybe there is a mocker to this that you didn't find. Kashem motzos anoigin v'shameis lo yavlad ha'rishon levilti yis'avel aliyem kivuro. There are certain menhogim that seem to be adapted from other places. He refers to. And that's the Shiloh over here. The Rivosh speaks extensively about the Shiloh. And towards the end of the tshuva, he says as follows. V'stu, gassinu v'yum v'perek baloi. quotes the Agamemnon, he says, Meister, the Kohen Gadol, she yotze me Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol left the Beis HaMikdash, havu ka'ad li kula alnu v'asrei, everyone walked afterwards, as we mentioned before, to be malavim, kad chazyu l'shmai v'avtali, and havu ka'osu, when they saw Shmai v'avtali coming, shavku l'nidei v'ozlu, bosa Shmai v'avtali, l'soif, osu l'avturi minei, Shmai v'avtali came, to part ways with the Kohen, Omelahu Yaisu Mene Amamayu Lishlom, Omelah Yaisu Mene Amamayu Lishlom, the Ovdin Kuvdi the Aaron, Lo Yaisin, Mene Aaron Lishlom, Lo Yavdin Uvdi the Aaron. So again, as he mentioned, he said, yes, indeed, let those children of descendants coming from Shar Umais come to peace. After all, they do Maisim Shal Aharoin. And let those children of Aaron that don't do Mais Aaron not come to peace. Says the Rivash Hinei, Shalehoyu Eilu HaKachom Nizorim in the Kalol HaKoyhanim Atim Hoyu Noidim V'Yichusam. Clear that these Chachom were not Nizif, they weren't careful from cursing a Koyin, although they knew the Yichus of the Koyin. Kol Shalehoyu Noyig in Geshura, as long as this person was a Noyig Geshura, he deserved to be cursed. Or Shalehoyu B'nei Teira, or he wasn't a Koyin of Ben Teira. So how much more so did the Kohanim of this generation, there's no yachas to them. Because of the chazoka, he gives them that much credibility, he gives Kohanim his manenu. There's a chazoka that the minna gives to read them first b'toyros koyin. Even if he's an Amoretz, but we'll take him, we'll give him Aliyah before Chochem Gadol be Yisrael. Kimasha Kotev Del Ram, Zal, Ram said it, take it, based on Chastvil, Aloch Yitches. Afa Pisha Minadino Yez the Oster, Minadino should be something which is Oster. A Talmud Chochem should precede the Kohen Amoretz. Yet nonetheless, we give it to Kohen Amoretz before Talmud Chochem. Voice of Chochem Chayiv Misa, Shekar the Fon of a Philip Kohen Gadol Amoretz, Kimasha Kasaf to the Milo. It seems very clearly to indicate that there's a concept over here of giving kehanim that are questionable kehanim. He says all kahuna today is something which is not be yisoyde yepaskint to have the status of a kohen. Kedasu kedin seems to be a minuk va'alma that we give kehanim today the status that we give them. It's an interesting mashdam. Shaila posed there was one who was a shvuya, and there was testimony that she was not ne'enas alidei akum. Question is whether she's muteres l'koyin or not. The Majdam Ebenezer Simon Eish Lamed Hei goes through the shayla, and at the end he's mitzayin our tshuvas rivosh to say. You see clearly that the kahanim bizmanenu she'ein lem tzav ha'yachas al mecheskotam noigu, he says, he says, Kahanim bizmanenu lack the status of a Kohen bevadoyis. He says, Kohen bizman is because of minog, bnei amachloikis. But in essence, to say that it's a Kohen, that's a Kohen muchzik li, it's Kohen kosher, he says, that doesn't exist. And the Mashtam goes from there to the Halacha, to be matir, a Shavuya to a Koyin. He says the whole Issa Shavuya to a Koyin was a Chashash Nivalo, be Shavuyosa, is a Derabonon. And because we don't have clarity as to who a Koyin is today, someone who calls himself a Koyin is still Mutter. The Vizchechuvin Yaredei Simishun Chobbeiz is Mitzayin in Hilchis Chalo. He's mitzayin a slew of tshuvas back and forth being done. This shayla, what's the status of the koyim bizmanenu? How far do we give him the credibility of the kahuna? He quotes the tshuvas of Rivosh and the Majdam. However, he quotes there are other tshuvas that they associate the words of the Majdam. Shut shuvas yankiv, shas tshuvas shuvas yankiv, chelik alav simin tzadigimul. Is matzul a tshuvas naharit chelik alav simin kuf mantes that says as follows: ואויסם זכוכי הלב התויקין עצמו מדבר הלוכו, ואין אמונויים שהכהנים שבזמננו אין להם חזוקו, those that established themselves and say that כהנים in our times have no חזוקו, והביאו ממה שכוסו וריבוש זל וסימן צדק דלית, וחולילו לרב זל שבו להפקיע חזקס כהונוסם, במה שהחזיקום עד עתו בכהנים, חס ושולם for a rab to come along and break the cheskes kohuna that the kohen had until this point. The afilu mishpachis, the mishpachis shabi yisrael mahani vul chazoke, the ifte kehilchatsa vasar yuchs and the kola mishpachis becheskes kashrus emelet, vestomon ki perushon, the choski kohanu shenaregin mene kohuna, the midachaskinon lehu vestomon ki bekahanu, how could you possibly knock out a kohen who has the status of a kohen? He acts like a kohen, he has the chazok of a kohen. It can't be possible to knock out his chazok. Because the Torah b'shem de Ramad, he says, kol ha-mishpachas b'cheskes kashrus, haynu. Man di islay cheskes kashrus, ein tzorich liv de kacharov. Ala man di lesle cheskes kashrus, kegoyin she'ein mishpachas, v'shtachti yedua, tzorich ra'ilu yuchsun. And he goes through a discussion in the Torah whether or not that's true, whether we have to be choshish for a problem. But he says that's not a shayla b'chlat to say that someone who has a cheskes kohuna should chas v'sholem be doubted as not having the cheskes kohuna. And he's matching himself in what it is that the rivosh refers to. And Rabbi Akiva Emden is tshuva chelek aleph simen kuf nun hei is done with the shayla of giving back money from a pidyon haben. He says he wanted to mention that the minhag of many kohanim is to give back the pidyon. And he says, it's a good minig. He says, although Chazal said, Shalei, Kohen Yogel Bekach, Kohen should not give the money back. He explains, Hani Mili Bekahana Miyuchosin Jizhu. The Kahana that were Yuchosin, that were in those days, Ava Bekahani Chazoka Ba'alma Kiyoidno, what he calls our Kahana that are Bechazoka Ba'alma, not Miyuchosin, Ava Gavde Lechum Razdina Behu Lechol Mili, although we do go l'chumim with them and everything, who parkinon bikurim on the b'chayim al yodayu, we are part of the b'chayim through this kahanim. Shudalei efshe b'achini, biu l'hoke aloi, go l'kula not, that is l'hoitzi momen av yisofik, the kohen should take the money and keep it for himself. That's something he says it's better not to do. Nira, shen koichon yofel afkiya momen michaskoson agarua. I'm almost convinced that lahalokh limchi to give it back because it's not clear that they can. Well, the fuck is kol koyin yochush last to replace myself together with Shem Neinik koyin. But nonetheless, I can't be mechayiv, but every koyin should make the cheshbon for himself to give the money back. She'll do it at the Rappaport, consider themselves kahanim and yuchosim, and they have a kabbalah to do kedivei chazal, that a koyin should not be rogel to give the money back. He says, however, a ben koyin with all the chshoshes or maybe lack of chazaka that there is the kav of the koyin with manazer, he says a ben koyin should not be nifted with manazer, because the simple rationale is shelo yovei lahokel b'kedushoto latira b'girusha l'tam l'meis heyeks that the kahanim have to be noyeg b'kol chumer salkahuno. Once you have a koyin that is going to be established as one that was nifta, they kept the pidyon haben misofik, the chashash will come to be make kol minei kulis, and not give him the chumas of kuna that he's mechuyev to have in his nagusa. The discussion follows in the chelkas yankiv in erechayim, whether to be mekabed pehanim in yonim that are not mefurish b'haloche. For example, the question came up there, that there was a number of people that had a choyv as tefillah for the yamut, and the question became whether or not they would have the koyin to take to be lekech one berish, not a davar mafurish that he has a zchus to be teveh the yamut before other people. And the Chalkes Yavid here says, he brings the rivosh and he says the inyan of mechaber the kahanim is dafki with the koyin talmud chacham and not a koyin amoret. That only to the Bentayr Mamish. But Hayoyseb is my name, it's hard to be shaykel. Who is the Bentayr? It's not a Bentayr. So it's best to to be mechabed kahanim when the kahanim deserve the kibbutz b'dvarim ufurashim. But dvarim she'enim ufurashim, the kahanim have no right to mon. And across the board, kahanim doesn't have the extra special schus of dvarim she'enim ufurashim lechavdai. Then the kiddush that you have a chiv to be mechabed the kahanim. La halacha says the chelkes yankim should be in those things that are dvarim ufurashim. But not ufurashim, he says, there's no need to be mechabed befrat. If Manenu, we have the Rivash that tells us that Kehanim, if we learn of the Rivash telling us that the Kehanim is Manenu, are not Miyuchosim, they're only the Chazoke, and it's a Minig Haza. For sure he says not to be Noig, but Dvorim She'enim Ufuroshim, Bekoven HaKuhunah.